Right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into Business Connect. What exactly is Business Connect?
Well, according to these materials, it's designed to streamline sales processes for both online and brick-and-mortar businesses. They're pitching it as an all-in-one platform that can handle everything from customer engagement to automated campaigns and lead identification. Basically, they're aiming to replace that whole drawer full of individual marketing tools you might have.
Oh, wow, that's a lot to take in. But how does it actually work in practice?
So they break it down into a three-step process. Step one is focused on customer engagement across multiple channels. The pitch is that it's not just about your website. Business Connect reaches out across different platforms to try and keep customers coming back for more, which of course leads to higher profits.
That makes sense. I mean, these days people are interacting with businesses everywhere, not just on a single website. So what's step two in this process?
Step two is all about automation. Business Connect boasts pre-written, customizable email templates for various campaign types. They've got these catchy names like hand raiser, fly on the wall, don't miss out, and appointment setter.
Hold on, fly on the wall. What even is that? That sounds kind of creepy.
Well, it's not as ominous as it sounds. This specific sequence gets triggered when a potential customer clicks a link in an offer email. Business Connect then sends them a series of targeted emails, basically trying to nudge them further down the sales funnel. The idea is that by tracking these micro-conversions, these small steps towards a purchase, you can anticipate what a customer is interested in and offer them more of it.
Ah, I see, I see. So it's like subtly guiding them towards making a purchase, but hopefully in a helpful way, not an annoying one.
Exactly. It's all about striking that balance. Now, the marketing materials, of course, emphasize the positive, efficiency, scalability, etc.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so let's break down these other automated campaigns a little bit. What about hand raiser?
So that one kicks in when a customer shows initial interest, like opening an email with a specific offer. Business Connect then automatically enrolls them in a sequence designed to keep them engaged and hopefully encourage additional purchases. It's a classic example of what marketers call behavioral targeting.
Oh, so the platform is like watching what the customer does and responding accordingly. Pretty sophisticated stuff.
It can be, when done well. The effectiveness really hinges on two things: the accuracy of the targeting itself and the relevance of those follow-up messages. Just because someone opened an email doesn't mean they're ready to buy 10 of whatever you're selling.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, what about the don't miss out sequence? That sounds like it could be playing on people's fear of missing out.
You're exactly right. This sequence is all about scarcity and urgency. It triggers when a returning customer shows interest but doesn't commit to a purchase. Business Connect then steps in to highlight what they might be missing out on, trying to encourage them to complete the sale. It's a very common tactic, but it can backfire if it comes across as too pushy or manipulative.
And lastly, we have the appointment setter. That sounds pretty self-explanatory, but how does it actually work?
So it uses pre-written SMS and email templates to encourage customers to schedule a meeting with the sales team, which can be helpful for businesses that rely heavily on consultations or appointments. It's all about streamlining that scheduling process, which, let's face it, can often be a pain point for both businesses and customers.
For sure. Okay, so that's steps one and two, engagement across platforms and automated campaigns. What's the final piece of a puzzle here?
Step three involves directing customers to what they call high-converting web pages. These are pre-built, customizable landing pages designed to maximize conversion rates. They emphasize that you can use your own pages as well, but they really push the effectiveness of their pre-designed ones.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we've got the three-step process: engage across channels, automate campaigns, and get those customers onto a high-converting page. Sounds like a well-oiled machine, but I'm still curious about the specifics. What are some of the key features and benefits that they highlight?
Well, one of their big selling points is the concept of two-way communication. They claim Business Connect lets you have real-time conversations with potential customers through email, text, and messaging, all within the platform.
So it's not just about sending out automated messages, but actually engaging in back-and-forth conversations. That's pretty impressive if it works as well as they say it does.
It is, and it speaks to the importance of real-time engagement in today's digital world.
Another thing they talk a lot about is lead identification. How does Business Connect help businesses pinpoint their hottest leads?
They claim the platform can help you anticipate buying signals and identify those most likely to convert. It all comes down to data analytics. Business Connect supposedly collects and analyzes customer data to identify patterns and predict behavior.
That sounds like it could be incredibly valuable. Imagine being able to focus your efforts on the most promising prospects. Let's talk about cost savings. That's a big part of their pitch, right?
Yes, cost savings are a major selling point. They claim Business Connect can replace a whole slew of individual marketing tools, which can get pretty expensive if you're paying for them all separately.
Yeah, they actually list out a bunch of popular platforms like ClickFunnels, Unbounce, Instapage, ActiveCampaign, Keap. It's a pretty impressive list. They even give specific examples of how much those individual tools can cost per month.
It's definitely eye-catching, especially for businesses with tight budgets. And to sweeten the deal, they offer a try before you buy program. You can use Business Connect for up to 30 days and aim to cover the costs with the profits you generate during that time.
Oh, that's pretty compelling. It's like a free trial where you're actually making money, not just testing it out.
They claim that most of their clients cover the entire cost of the program with less than 2 customers per month.
All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the company behind Business Connect, 3-in-1 Marketing. They seem to emphasize the importance of human interaction, even with all this emphasis on automation.
You're right. They state that they often receive referrals from existing clients, and a good portion of those clients pay for the year in advance to take advantage of a 2-month free offer. This suggests they're focused on building long-term relationships, which is a good sign.
It makes me wonder about their vetting process. How do they determine which businesses are a good fit for their program? And what kind of support do they provide to ensure their clients succeed with the platform?
It is. This 24/7 availability speaks to their commitment to customer support, which can be a major deciding factor when choosing a marketing platform. It suggests they're invested in their client's success, not just making a quick sale.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from potential pitfalls to cost considerations and the importance of human support. What's the overall takeaway so far?
Business Connect definitely presents a compelling package. The features they offer are impressive, and the potential for cost savings is enticing. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll summarize the key takeaways and leave you with some final thoughts to consider before making a decision.
Okay, so we spent a lot of time going over Business Connect, you know, from its kind of flashy features to some of its potential downsides. And what I'm finding really interesting is this constant kind of tension between automation and that human interaction.
Yeah, it's a fascinating dynamic. On one hand, you have this promise of, you know, streamlining everything, saving time, and boosting efficiency through automation. But on the other hand, there's the risk of losing that personal touch that can be so crucial for building those strong customer relationships.
Yeah, for sure. And Business Connect seems to be kind of straddling that line a bit, you know, talking about AI-powered campaigns and then emphasizing the importance of human sales teams.
Exactly. They're not saying replace all humans with robots, which frankly would be a bit terrifying. But instead, they're suggesting that humans and technology can work together, each playing to their strengths.
Right. It's about finding the right balance, using automation strategically to free up humans for the tasks that require, you know, creativity and empathy, and just that more nuanced decision-making.
Precisely. Best approach is the one that works best for you and your business.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening.